buddy, have a drink.
Welcome to SMFM.
Whoa,
What a theme song written right here on the spot here at Moss Rose Recording, where we're doing our SMFM radio show. It's not a podcast, it's a radio show, or it's a podcast if that's what you want it to be. My name is Mike Estes. I'm from Skinny Molly. I'm here along with the lovely and talented Kurt Petro.
Wow, I like that. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I knew you would. And I'm also along with... from Left Foot, Arkansas, please welcome Luke Bradshaw.
Hey, Mikey, how are you?
I'm good, man.
Good.
Everything going okay?
Super. Absolutely great.
Excellent. Okay, well, we're going to get started here, and Kurt's got some ground rules for everybody that we need to follow.
I actually do have some ground rules. You're going to hear a certain sound.
What is it?
I'm going to play it for you right now.
Buddy, have a drink.
Now, every time you hear that, you're going to have to take a drink.
You know what, man? I really don't think.
An alcoholic drink.
Is there any other
kind? Gee, I'm shocked. I think that the folks back home would like relate right back to that. But, you know, speaking of SMFM and drinking, we've got like a floor mat that we do here every week. You know, this is our 432nd podcast. In case anybody was wondering. And for the uninitiated, we're going to have Luke Bradshaw tell you all about what we got going on here.
Well, today we're going to talk about all the greatest hits of Southern rock. We're going to be playing some of the songs that you guys grew up with and some songs that you guys, you know, maybe have forgotten, but they were the biggest songs in Southern rock. We're going
to
be...
Hang on. I don't mean to stop you, but you use the words grew up.
Yep.
Oh,
it's a proper English, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever done that. It's something new for me.
You've gotten older with.
And we're going to have a roundtable discussion. The band's going to debate. Hopefully it won't come in fisticuffs like the last 423 episodes.
32.
Yeah. And some of them I've forgotten. They were just so classic. But, you know, we're just going to open the fan mail bag and see what we can pull out of there and see if anybody's got some questions for us. And we're also going to announce our fan of the month.
Last time that I looked in the fan mail bag, I got bit by a brown recluse. You know, I mean, I looked up and there was buzzards hovering over our career. You know? But okay, well, great. Well, what are we going to start the show with?
We're going to start the show with Marshall Tucker's Can't You See, which was in 1973, number 75 on the top 100.
Capricorn label, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. And Waylon Jennings cut this one about 3 years later, and it hit the number four on the country charts. But this is Can't You See, this is the original one written by Toy Caldwell.
Lay it on him, man.
I'm going
what that woman long she been doing to me. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? Can't you see? Oh, she's such a crazy lady. What that woman, what that woman she been doing to me? Can't you see? Lord, I can't stand to see what that woman.
Marshall Tucker, great track, man. What do we got coming up next, Luke?
We got the fan mail bag. We got this burlap sack that's been opened here and it's just pouring out. We got a few good ones on here. So,
Kurt, shake the dust off of it.
Man, we don't need no dust. There's just so many letters pouring in, you know. And we got some postcards and some pictures, too. So, but Kurt's going to read off the first one. And we got this one from Facebook. So if you guys want to send us any questions in the future, send it to Facebook or askskinnymolly@gmail.com.
Okay, the first question's from Martin Stanier, and he says, hey guys, here's a question. Is writing a song different now to when you first started writing songs? Do you still have the same integrity and drive now that you had when you first started out, or does a song just kind of happen?
It's definitely different from when I first started. I wrote a million songs a year, you know, 999,999 of them were bad. But now I don't write near as much. I still have the same drive for it, but, you know, I'm smart enough to know these days that the good ones pretty much write themselves.